Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Been speculating about this for half a year at least, about what is going on with the Jared Breidigan murder case, the hitman admitting to it, the hitman even coming out and saying, yeah, it was this woman's husband who hired me, Mario Fernandez Saldana, and he flipped to avoid or to get a lesser sentence, if you will. And the wife, who was Jared Breidigan's ex, has been sitting free as a bird through all of this. One certainly wondering, if it was your ex-husband that was murdered by your current husband, how could you not possibly be involved in some way, shape, or form?
That's pretty obvious, isn't it?
I mean, unless it's just like some sort of crazy birthday present or something, like, hey honey, guess what, I just bumped off your ex. But she's claimed the whole time that she wasn't part of it, she doesn't know about it. She conveniently moved across the country immediately following this event taking place, but she's now in custody and does face the death penalty as of right now with this case for first degree murder. It's been a crazy story to follow as it continues to unravel. Jared Breidigan was not just any software developer. He was a crucial asset to tech giant Microsoft and an affectionate father to four children. The cruel nature of his demise, on February 16th of 2022 left his family and community in shock. On that fateful evening, after responsibly ensuring the safety of his twin children in a Jacksonville Beach neighborhood, Jared encountered an unexpected obstacle. A dimly lit street, and there in the street lie a tire. Any good Samaritan would do, he attempted to move it for the safety of others. Unbeknownst to him, this act of kindness would be his last. He was ambushed and shot multiple times, with his two-year-old daughter abandoned in the car seat in the vehicle that he stepped out of to move that tire. Thankfully, she was unharmed, but she was the only witness to the actual event. The name at the heart of the scandal, Shanna Lee Gardner. She's 36. Startling development that came from her former husband, Jared's wife, Kristen Breidigan, stated, "From the onset, everything within me believed she had a hand in this. But what could be the possible motive behind this?" The couple's tumultuous past revealed a trail of clues. Court records describe their divorce as highly acrimonious, painting a picture of intense discord and a contentious relationship that extended even to Gardner's current husband, Mario Fernandez Saldana. In that startling turn, it was divulged that the state is not only pursuing the death penalty against Shanna Gardner, but also against Mario Fernandez Saldana, represented by Jesse Dreiser. Fernandez Saldana firmly asserts his innocence, Dreiser expressing faith in the forthcoming exoneration of his client, emphasized that he has pled not guilty and remains innocent until proven otherwise. However, the case took one more weight when the alleged hitman, Henry Arthur Tenen, who's 62, pled guilty to second-degree murder. His plea came with a caveat. Tenen agrees to testify against both Fernandez and Saldana and Gardner, drawing clear lines of connection between the parties involved. My question right now is, who's going to flip on who? Because neither need, neither can be compelled to testify against one another because they're husband and wife. However, they can if they want to, if there's some sort of plea agreement made. And I'm wondering who they're going to offer that to, or who's going to come to the prosecutor and say, look, this one will testify against the other if you can take death off the table. Because it looks pretty bad if, in fact, they are both convicted. The odds of death are fairly high. It's going to be interesting to see if one of them throws the one under the bus. Do you think that may happen in this case?
Yeah, I do. I don't know how you can be, I guess, have somebody pointing a finger at you, at both of them, actually. So, you know, I don't think they're going to stick together and go, nope. We're going to protect each other through this. It just, it's ugly. And I'm betting there's a life insurance policy somewhere in this mix. Have you seen one yet?
No, but he's been married for, Jared was married for 2 years to the new wife, had children with her. If there's a life insurance policy attached, it likely would not have been going to Shanna.
Unless she had one on him.
Which could be possible. That is the thing. If you get a life insurance policy on someone and say the relationship dissolves itself, there's a divorce, there's a breakup, that life insurance policy is still valid. You can hold it.
It is.
You can hold it for the rest of their life as long as you're paying the premiums on it. There's nothing that says that that has to go away. So
So that's what I'm thinking. There had to be money because it seems like they both moved on. So what's going on? What was happening behind the scenes that would, I mean, you've moved on. It's one thing if it's, you're going through a divorce and things are getting really bad. I mean, not that you should be killing your soon to be ex or your ex, but once you've moved on, just be done.
Yeah. It's creepy as shit. My ex-wife, I remember her telling me that her ex-husband had life insurance policies on his previous wives.
See?
That were still around. And she found it to be very creepy and weird, which I find it very creepy and weird as well. But I guess some people look at it.
It's like they want to profit off of your death.
Essentially, yeah.
Why wouldn't there be an incentive to have that death happen sooner?
Certainly it creates incentive. If you're just going to have it and pay the premium and, you know, let the person live their life. And if they die before you, you get money. I can see why some people would keep that. It is creepy and weird, but I think a lot of people do that.
It could be their retirement policy, really.
It really could be. Yeah, without a doubt. State Attorney Nelson, emphasizing the collaborative nature of the crime, declared Henry Tenen did not act in isolation. Mario Fernandez didn't devise this alone. Shannon Gardner's indictment underscores her pivotal involvement in Jared Bridegain's calculated assassination. Post the murder, as media interest spiked, Gardner found refuge far from Florida, in West Richland, Washington, literally as far across the country as you can get, unless you're going to Hawaii or Alaska. She staunchly maintained her innocence in interactions with the media. Nevertheless, her arrest warrant for Gardner surfaced, underscoring the tumultuous nature of her relationship with Bridegain. In a heart-wrenching statement, Gardner's parents, Shelley and Sterling Gardner, expressed their profound grief, emphasizing the significance of family during such challenging times. They lovingly supported their daughter and highlighted the challenges faced by the grandchildren amidst the media frenzy, urging respect for privacy. For the Bridegain family, this revelation isn't an end. It's a chapter closed. Kristen Bridegain, still grieving, said, Shanna's arrest concludes a distressing chapter in our quest for justice for Jared, yet it's only the beginning, and it really is. We anticipate, obviously, a harrowing journey ahead, but are determined to see justice served to its fullest extent. And who's the worst off in this case? The kids. They had kids together, and now dad's dead and mommy is facing first degree murder charges for killing daddy when the divorce is already settled. They had new lives. Both of them were doing their own thing, and they and she couldn't get her shit enough together to just try and be peaceful for the kids. Put aside everything else. If you're both reasonably responsible people and there's not a fear for the safety of the children in either environment, whether it be her or his. Obviously, there's a lot of reason to be concerned now that we know about everything. But at the time, it didn't seem to be that way. And they could have lived their separate lives, and the kids could have grown up like many kids do with divorced parents. And now they're going to have this as the backdrop of their childhood.
Their lives are forever changed. And it feels really selfish to me that, you know, you've screwed up these kids' lives.
All because of what? Maybe you're right. Maybe it was an insurance policy. We'll learn more about that, I'm sure, in the coming weeks. I haven't seen the arrest affidavit yet on her, but I think that will likely reveal quite a bit. She's scheduled to be in court as of our recording of this right now. So we'll see. We'll probably find that out throughout this week, and we'll let you know what exactly is in that as it continues to develop.
You're locked into the Hidden Killers podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.